delicious.
Mm. Welcome to the cabin. It is a very exciting episode in here today.
What is that?
It smells like brandy in here.
Is it misophonia or something like that, where people hate the sound of people eating drinking?
Oh no, I'm sorry.
Ooh, anybody? That might be it.
Yeah, anyone with misophonia, which I might be screwing up the name of that, is going to hate this episode.
They're already gone.
They skipped us already. But I am pumped about this episode, and I have
been anticipating
this show for months. And here we are.
Yep. We got all of our ingredients in place and all made.
Well, not all of us.
Oh, well, I apologize then. But many of us got our ingredients ready and made ourselves an old fashioned for this. I myself am drinking a little bit of a holiday twist on the old fashioned. I didn't have any cherries in my house, so I opted for some cranberries that were left over. And it's pretty good. Put a little nutmeg on top. Highly recommend.
I think that's a nice twist. You can do little creative things with it.
But we're
starting basic on this one, though, right? We're going to start with the basic old-fashioned and then talk about the accoutrement.
Yeah.
Then we'll get fancy. Yeah.
Sweet.
The Cabin is brought to you by the Wisconsin Counties Association, and this week we're featuring Grant County. Did you know the first person to whip up in a brandy old-fashioned Wisconsin was from Grant County?
Mm. Did not know that.
Totally made that up. It's not true.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Here are some facts that are actually true and verified. Grant County is the southwesternmost county in Wisconsin.
I don't believe you.
No. Hey, I'm just trying to get y'all's attention. Make sure you're paying attention. Oh, there's going to be a pop quiz after this.
Oh, boy.
Grant County is the southwesternmost county in Wisconsin, and it is nestled in the tri-state area of Illinois, Iowa, and Wisconsin. What is now Grant County was largely uninhabited prior to contact with Europeans, as it was a border region between the territories of the Kickapoo, Menominee, and Illinois tribes. This county actually has a rich history of many different areas ruling over it, in large part due to the easy access to areas like Madison, La Crosse, and Dubuque. In other words, lots of folks fought over Grant County. Between 1520 and 1620, this area was nominally ruled by Spain, believe it or not. Between 1673 and 1725, it had several different French rulers. The Native American group, the Meskwaki, oh, God, during the mid-1700s. And then the British technically ruled the region during the period in between the French and Indian War and the American Revolution. Hopefully you guys are keeping up with me still, because in 1783, the British government acknowledged the jurisdiction of the United States over the land east of the Mississippi River, including what is now Grant County. Whew, that's a history lesson. Dang. Yep.
Man.
I went deep in research mode for this.
Yeah.
Very well done.
Wow. Well, today, we need a drink after that.
Everyone, take a gulp.
Check.
Well, today we're excited to chat about a very Wisconsin staple, the brandy old-fashioned. Should we debate about the whiskey versus brandy right now, or should we not? I think we should just stick with the brandy. Whiskey old-fashions are popular, too, and they're good, but we're going brandy because it is more Wisconsin-y, and Wisconsinites consume more brandy than any other place in the United States and possibly
the
world.
Than all of the states combined, I think.
I think that was the stat I was thinking of. All of the other states combined. About 140,000 cases of the 323,000 made in 2012, for example, were consumed in Wisconsin.
Heck yeah. Way to go, Wisconsinites.
It's our antifreeze. And basically, we're talking about where you can get some outstanding brandy old-fashions throughout the state. Now, there are thousands of options. We know that. We're just giving some specific shout-outs to ones we know, and hopefully you'll uncover a few new ones and perhaps get a new favorite spot to get yours. So we're just going to help you diversify your old-fashioned list. And of course, we welcome your feedback in our Around the Campfire page or on Instagram or Twitter or any of that. Right, Mariah?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, we'll start with one. I'm going to start with one near me in Milwaukee because Audio Dave was curious about this. And it's a relatively new bar. Most of the ones we're going to talk about are places that have been around a long time. This is a place that started with a t-shirt and they became a bar off the t-shirt. You've seen them drink Wisconsin Blee, right? The t-shirts. And so they opened the Drink Wisconsin Blee Pub. I always say Wisconsin Blee. It's Wisconsin Blee Pub.
Oh.
That opened that opened around 2017 in the Walker's Point neighborhood of Milwaukee. They relocated in 2019 to the Deer District in downtown Milwaukee, right across from Fiserv Forum. So they started in this little cool place, and now they're in this huge cool place. And they have not only brandy old fashions, but they have a brandy old fashioned bubbler. Now, old fashions are so popular in Wisconsin that a local company actually started selling pre-mixed old fashions. They're called Soul Boxer. In fact, I remember when they were starting up, I worked with those guys a little bit when they were doing that. I thought it was a brilliant idea. And if you want a brandy old fashioned out of a bubbler, and there's nothing more Milwaukee than that, you can go there and what you'll get is the Soul Boxer mix, and then they'll do all the little fancy things to it.
Do we need to explain what that is for out-of-state listeners?
A Soul Boxer mix or just the...
A bubbler.
Oh, a bubbler. Yes, I should. Thank you, Dave. Even outside of Milwaukee, I should probably explain that for people. Bubbler is another way to say drinking fountain or water fountain in these here parts. And there's only one other part of the United States where people call it that. And I don't even know what it is, but it doesn't matter. We call it a bubbler in Milwaukee. And of course, they'll make it old-fashioned style for you. As you know, the brandy old-fashioned starts with muddling things, right, Mariah?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Now, Dave, you are kind of our historian on this.
Yeah, you want to hear a little bit about the history of the old fashioned?
Yeah, because, you know, I started by giving you a place and talking about pre-mixed brandy old fashions, but the best brandy old fashions start with the manual process.
In Grant County. That's where I started.
Mariah?
Not true if you're just
tuning
in now.
No.
No, I am by no means a mixology historian, so if I get anything wrong, I'm sorry. Please correct me, because I'd love to know the correct history of this. But as far as I know, the first mention of the term old-fashioned came in around the 1860s or 70s. At that point, a lot of cocktails were starting to be mixed with all of these fancier ingredients like Curacao and stuff like that. And when people would order drinks like they used to make them, they would say, I want a cocktail, or make me a cocktail the old-fashioned way. And that was basically soak a sugar cube in bitters, add a little bit more water than spirits, no ice or anything at that time. A lot of times it was made with gin and served with like a lemon peel as garnish. So it's definitely evolved a lot to the like mid-century understanding of what we know as a old-fashioned, because tastes kind of got a little sweeter. We started adding sweet or sour mix to it. So by around the mid-century Mad Men era, what you think of when you think of supper clubs, that's about what old fashions are today still. The addition of brandy, mostly from what I understand, came thanks to the big population of German immigrants in Wisconsin. Mm. They were used to drinking brandy back in Germany, and it wasn't really being made in America. And so Korbel, they started selling it at the World Fair in Chicago, and we just brought that up to Wisconsin. All of the Germans here loved it, and it grew in popularity because something about we were shipping grains over to England after World War II, and so all of the whiskey that you could get in the States wasn't that great. So you could either get bad other liquor or really great brandy. And so that's kind of why it became so prevalent.
Interesting. I didn't know that. Hmm.
I hope any of that made sense.
It made total sense. I mean, it of course, I never even thought about there being a German connection. But I mean, of course, that makes a whole lot of sense. So interesting.
And I do know that during... I'm sorry, Susan, go ahead.
I was going to say, but if you would like to debate Audio Dave, you can leave us a voicemail at 608-909-1935.
Yeah. Don't even debate me, just inform me.
Good debate's always nice and fun.
Now, brandy old fashions tend to be fancied up with little things like cherries and all of that. And part of that is due to Prohibition era, because the alcohols in question, even some of the brandies during the days it was illegal to make alcohol, could kind of be of questionable taste and composition. So a lot of times those sugar cubes and bitters and cherries and oranges and such were added in greater amounts and sweetened in greater amounts to kind of mask the flavor of the alcohol.
Sure.
But because now we have the top quality stuff that we enjoy, we get to enjoy the best of it all.
We are spoiled that way, aren't we?
Should we talk about how everyone prefers their old fashions?
Sure. You start.
Well, I know this is a brandy episode, so I feel bad saying this, but I typically will go whiskey sour with my old fashioned, just because I have a grandfather from Wisconsin and he liked to garnish his drinks with olives, and it's a very different taste than your kind of classic supper club old fashioned. But it's weird. I will never do a brandy sour old fashioned. It's, if I'm doing brandy, it's brandy sweet. If I'm doing whiskey, it's whiskey sour.
Interesting.
Because my favorite is a brandy old fashioned sour.
Mine too. I was just going to say I'm the exact opposite. Yeah. Brandy sour. Yeah. I was a brandy old fashioned sweet person for years. I'd never tried anything outside of a brandy old fashioned sweet. I tried whiskey one time, but I think honestly, and I think I liked it. I was just like, I can't do it. I just like the Wisconsinite and we can't do it. And there's a little bit of joy I find in going out of state and ordering the brandy old fashioned and them just being like, oh, you're from Wisconsin. I'm like, yep.
It's quite the giveaway.
It totally is. But I tried sour for the first time and I was like, oh, I love the kind of, it just plays off the mix really well. It's not overly sweet in my opinion, but today I mixed that Wisconsin mix you can get at the store where it's like a kind of it doesn't have the alcohol in it, but the actual sweet mix. And then I added Christian Brothers brandy today. I did Korbel brandy the other week and posted on Instagram and someone got really mad at me and I didn't know if that was like a non-Wisconsinite thing to do to not use Korbel. I was like, okay, well, I'm going to try Christian Brothers this time and see if it makes a difference. And then I added Jolly Good Sour Power to my sour. Ooh, to the
classic. Yeah. So I've never tried it with that.
Very good. Really good. Highly recommend.
A lot of bars and restaurants use Squirt. Yep. For sour.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My favorite 50-50? Is 50-50.
Oh,
exactly.
50-50, yeah. Yeah.
Half grapefruit, half lime. It is phenomenal in a brandy old fashioned.
Jolly Good comes right out of Wisconsin too, so it makes me feel really good that it's literally as Wisconsin as it gets. I actually don't have any fruit in there. And when I go out to restaurants, of course I will happily enjoy one with cherries in, but at home I'm kind of a not very fussy mixologist, or very, I should say, talented mixologist. I keep it pretty simple. So that's my take.
Very nice.
What about you, Susan?
I am a brandy sweet girl, but that's because I'm not a big drinker, so I haven't like gotten deep in the levels of the old fashioned. Have you
tried? You're still relatively new with us, Susan. We'll change that.
I was going to say, have you tried a brandy old fashioned sour before? Have you at least tried one?
It might have been years ago, so that's not super fair.
Well, and I feel like when people hear sour, they don't even know really what that means exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's really just the type of soda they're using to top it off. And I don't know, in my head, I had some like weird take. I'm like, I don't want olives in it. So
the way Dave described it at first.
Yeah, that kind of scared me. But I should do it at some point. I feel like I need to try it old fashioned with olives. I'm not an olives girl, though, so I don't know if that's going to happen. Anywho.
Cherries and oranges. I'm telling you.
That's where it's at. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So where do we get our favorite old fashions, friends?
Yeah. So, Eric, you talked about the pub, the drink. Now I really have to think about saying this correctly. Drink Wisconsin-ly. Well, I've been doing that wrong for so long. Yeah,
it's going to be tough.
Because it sounds like responsibly.
All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so you want to put an I in there. But
Where else, like, let's stay, how about in the Milwaukee area, where else do you think is a good spot to get an old-fashioned?
Well, I mentioned last week Bryant's Cocktail Lounge, which is a classic old-school cocktail lounge, and they will definitely do one up incredibly well. And I could go into hundreds of other Milwaukee places that do them exceptionally well. So I will stop with Milwaukee in there, and I'll mention a place in the middle of the state. Because I love giving them a shout out. It's a supper club called the Sky Club. I know it sounds like something you do on an airplane, but it's called the Sky Club. It's in Plover along Business US 51, the old Highway 51 through that area. And it's not only a place with terrific old fashions, it is the first place to ever have a salad bar.
Oh, wow.
They invented it there around 1950 or so. So shout out to Sky Club.
Is it considered to be a supper club?
I consider it a supper club. I don't think it doesn't have it in the name, though.
Sure. So. Well, let's stay on the supper club train for just a few minutes here, because I know we have quite a few supper clubs on our list here.
Fine with me.
And I mean, going to a supper club, ordering an old fashioned, I mean, that's really how it's done. I feel like, I don't know if I've ever gone to a supper club post age 21 and not ordered an old fashioned with my meal. So I'm going to kick off with McGregor's Blink Bonnie's up in St. Germain. which I have brought up on, I cannot remember which episode here on the Cabin Pod, but if you want a good Northwoods old fashioned, then head to the St. Germain area. I love McGregor's. They've got great food too, but I mean, you look around and a lot of people have old fashions on their table and it's just the ambiance there is perfect. I'm also going to throw in, actually, this isn't me. I went out on Facebook and posed the question, where can I get the best old fashioned in the state? And Luann Schultz wrote back saying Toby's Supper Club in McFarland, she says, is probably the cheapest yet strongest brandy old fashioned in the state. So
I'm sold.
And then, would you consider, I don't know if you would consider this a supper club, but I mean, we're talking about iconic spots, and the old fashioned in Madison was suggested by Matthew Bibbo, if I'm saying that correctly, on Facebook, which, you know, obviously, if you're going to go to a place called the old fashioned in Madison, they better have great old fashions, and they do. I would also, I'm deviating from the theme a tiny bit, but I'm going to tell you guys, after you're old fashioned, if you want to have a little fun experiment, try their brandy slushy.
Oh, those are great. My grandpa used to make those.
Oh, it is so good. I love it. And I know you've got some awesome supper clubs on your list too, Eric.
I do. And like two of them are in the southern part of the state. And they're just favorite places I love to go. Beloit, the Butterfly Supper Club. I know Mariah, you and I have talked about that. Didn't you have a prom dinner there or something?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then just a little bit north of there, off 26 in Milton, the Buckhorn Supper Club, which gives you a beautiful view of Lake Koshkonong as you enjoy your brandy, old-fashioned sour sweet press, however the heck you want it.
Can you believe I haven't been there yet?
I'm still shocked at that.
I know. I need to go.
And then let's jet up to Chippewa Falls, the lovely little town of Chippewa Falls. Mm-hmm. Connolly's Supper Club, pretty legendary for their old fashions as well, and including some of the ways that they top it off. So,
and then we'll just kind of end the little supper club road trip with arguably the most iconic supper club in the entire state of Wisconsin, Ishnala. You want a classic night out at a great supper club with great drinks and cocktails, and you've got to order the old fashioned there with your meal and with that gorgeous view of Mirror Lake right outside of Wisconsin Dells. It is definitely a bucket list worthy spot here in Wisconsin.
Yeah, if you're not taking Instagram pictures with your old fashioned with the lake in the background, you have wasted your evening.
You know, Dave, I'm glad you said that because I remember when I was there and I did, of course, my post of the old fashioned and I clicked on Instagram. I went to their like location tag and looked and everybody had like the exact same photo of them holding the old fashioned glass. And I'm like, these guys are brilliant marketers. They know what they're doing.
It's a can't miss shot. And I'm going to name one distiller. I know a lot of distilleries make whiskey and brandy here in the state, but my particular shout out goes to Driftless Glen.
Good choice.
Which is very, very award-winning distillery in Baraboo, and they make an incredible reserve brandy that I have a full bottle of here at home that now I really want to crack open, seeing everybody with their old fashions here. Of course, I don't want to mix that stuff. I want to drink that straight. It's wonderful. But they will make you an incredible old fashioned when you go there. It's a very good restaurant there too at the distillery. But the beverage, to have a nice old fashioned with their brandy, they really know what they're doing there.
Yeah. And here's one more distillery. This was on my Facebook page when I asked for some suggestions. I have not been here, but the Bayfield, Wisconsin Facebook page responded saying, you've got to come to Copper Crow Distillery. Their old-fashioned recipe was actually published by Forbes in November, they say.
Wow.
And then they also added
Forbes?
Wow. That's what they're saying, yeah. And they said they're open all winter with cozy outdoor seating around the fire, so we don't even have to wait until COVID is extinct. We can go now.
Awesome.
I'm kind of intrigued. I kind of want to get up there.
You and I both, Mariah.
Let's do a road trip.
Absolutely. I'm in.
Yes.
Well, let's get into kind of the clever ways they can kick up the old fashions a little bit.
More unique spots.
Mm-hmm. I have two examples. And then, Mariah, I believe you have one with a whole bunch
of
great ways you can do it. So I'll start with my two, and then we'll go to you. Cool?
Okay. Perfect.
All right. First, we go to the cave. La Cave, really, is its name. Mm. Inside a restaurant called Le Chateau, which is French for the Chateau. In La Crosse, they are known for their smoked old-fashioned.
Oh. Mm.
This isn't like smoked meats, by the way. In fact, the whole basement of the place is pretty smoky. The original basement of this place was built in the 1850s. It's on Cass Avenue in La Crosse. And it basically, they use a small pile of hickory wood chips soaked in either gin or bourbon. The bartender lights them with a torch, then extinguishes the fire by putting a glass over it, and that captures the smoky flavor of the hickory and the fire. So you get the condensation, and then it just adds a nice little something. Mm-hmm. And in a similar vein, I want to give a shout out to what's another distillery, actually, Great Northern Distilling, which is in Plover. They do an orange flame over the glass and then put that flamed orange peel on there for you.
Oh, yeah.
And that adds just an incredible flavor. It's a great show for the bartender, too. It looks cool. I mean, you eat with your eyes, right? So you see that flame going on, and then you get the sense of that flame and the smoke from that orange, and you just get an interesting orange infusion into the flavor of the old-fashioned the way they make it. And you can see it for yourself, actually, in one of our episodes when we talk about Wisconsin, the three havens where you can get drinks, and the Central Wisconsin Craft Collective we profiled in one episode. What was the title of that episode, Mariah? I'm blanking.
Stevens Point?
Wisconsin's Craft Beverages.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was simple. I should have remembered that. Yeah, we were in La Crosse and Muscutine Valley, and then, of course, Central Wisconsin. They have a craft collective there. So in Plover, Great Northern Distilling, that's in that episode. I had a great time talking with the distiller and head scientist there, Brian, and he showed us exactly how that works. It's pretty cool.
Awesome. Okay, and I've got one more suggestion from Facebook. Cassandra Ambrosius, I hope I'm not butchering your guys' names too bad, but she says the Blackberry Old Fashioned at Sconny's Ale House and Eatery. Which is in Schofield, Wisconsin, which is in Marathon County. This is on my list, guys. I've not yet been to Sconny's, and I definitely have not tried that Blackberry Old Fashioned, which is absolutely something I would order if I saw it on a menu. So
that definitely sounds like a great pairing with the brandy.
Right? Yeah, Blackberry. Totally.
Mm-hmm. Blackberry would be good. Yes. I will give a shout out to Sconny's as well. I was there eating an elk burger in our 8 Unique Wisconsin Cheeseburgers episode.
Oh.
And they have Munster deep fried cheese curds, which are heavenly. So, you know, if you do that and pair it with a Blackberry Old Fashioned.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so maybe a detour. On our way to Bayfield, we do detour our way to Marathon County. And
it's on the way. Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it. Okay. So one more I've got. This is called The Craftsman. It's in Eagle River. I just went a couple of weeks ago and was so blown away. It's a very new spot in Eagle River. And they actually have 6 different types of old fashions on their cocktail menu. Their cocktail menu in general is super impressive. So they've got the Craftsman, which is kind of like their original take. It includes Wollersheim brandy and Cointreau. They've also got a dark chocolate old fashioned, a maple rye, a bourbon blue. They've got one called Outside the Wake, which apparently is aged rum and vanilla. Ooh. And then I love this one. They have one called the Celebration Old Fashioned, which includes brandy and champagne.
And they whip out the Kool and the Gang song when you drink it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. but yeah, that's a really cool spot. Pretty cozy, really cool ambiance there. Just a gorgeous bar. One entire wall is like just logged wood on the side of it. I mean, it's really cool. Very Northwoods vibe, but like with a modern twist. It's not the typical Northwoods bar that you would expect. So give it a Google and make your way to Vilas County and pop into the Craftsman and tell them that the Cabin Podcast crew sent you.
I've got my eye on that maple one. That's one of my favorite substitutions for like simple syrup or the sugar in a drink is to use maple syrup.
Yeah.
Mm. You combine that with a little bit of that oak smoke like in that cocktail you were talking about, Eric. That's the Northwoods in a glass.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So good. Lots of good suggestions. I'm trying to pick my favorite. That smoked old-fashioned you talked about. I'm a big fan of smoked cocktails.
Yeah.
Smoked margaritas, smoked old fashions. I love all of it. So that one's kind of got my eye right now. So
yeah, and if you're in the Milwaukee or Madison area, it's not made with brandy. I think it's made with bourbon, but Bonefish Grill has an incredible smoked old fashioned.
One time we'll mention a chain.
Yeah.
Yep.
Delicious.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
What an old fashioned episode, you guys. We covered a lot of territory.
We really did. We got all over the state too, I think, which we wanted to, I mean, we try to do that with each one of our episodes, make sure we check the state, but I know people have a lot of great old-fashioned suggestions, and I'm going to be blunt here when I say I think it's tough to screw it up. Like, I don't know that I've ever had a bad old-fashioned.
You know how I know that's true, Mariah?
What?
During Christmas, when I was at my my girlfriend's place, her mom designated me the bartender, and I made old-fashions for the first time ever.
Oh,
but everybody
pressure.
Loved them. Mm. Everybody loved them, so I'm proof nice. You can't screw it up.
Right. Very nice.
A crowd favorite for
Case
sure.
Case in point.
Well, should we upset our listeners with what's the
misophonia?
Thing that you said at the, yep. Warning to them, but let's do a cheers to great old fashions in one great state.
Yes. Cheers.
Cheers.
Hold on a second. I'm checking my podcast app, Apple Podcasts, search, Discover Wisconsin, Discover Wisconsin.
Well, you should probably start with the cabin and not Discover Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah, but it goes to the same place. Okay, it does. Here we go. Oh, what do you know? Still no review since December 9th, 2020.
What
the heck, listeners? What do I got to do to talk y'all into leaving us a 5-star review that compliments us in an extremely positive fashion? Because nothing brings me more joy than reading your praise for me and Audio Dave and Susan and Eric. So get to it, will ya?
I wish you guys could have seen Mariah's face in that moment.
The seriousness
of it?
She is
very upset.
We're getting needy, aren't we?
Yeah. Granted, we are... Should we lift the veil? We are recording this one right after last week's, so we didn't really give you any time between last week and now. So if
we
you have
still complain,
if you have sent a review since then, we'll get you next time.
Yeah. So please, I beg of you, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and or give us a call. This is what I prefer, actually, even though it doesn't come with a 5-star review. I'd love your guys' voicemail. So call 608-909-1935. You don't have to just leave a review, though. You can let us know what you want to hear in an upcoming episode. You can correct us if we said something that didn't make any sense. You can mock us. Do a really good impression of Eric. How about? That would be fun.
Oh, boy.
Entertain us, in other words. 608-909-1935. We'd love to play your guys' voicemails in a future episode of the Cabin Podcast.
Here we are now. Entertain us. Hopefully we're entertaining you. And make sure you come back next week. We're going to settle our ongoing debate with your voicemails and call-ins. Aaron Rodgers versus Brett Favre versus Bart Starr. Mm-hmm. Packers we're talking, of course. Plus, we'll walk you through our must-stays and must-sees in the Green Bay area. Very timely. So make sure to tune in to hear the end of this epic debate.
Today's episode of The Cabin was hosted by me, Mariah Haberman, Eric Paulson, and Dave Janis. Produced by me, Susan Foch, and Audio Dave. Tune in next week for more campfire conversations and insight into the world of Discover Wisconsin. The Cabin is a production brought to you by Discover Media Works. To learn more, head to discovermediaworks.com and don't forget to leave us a review.
And here's this week's installment of Know Your Wisconsin.
Wisconsin is well known for being a destination for power sports. And while many people might think up north is the place to go, there's one southeastern Wisconsin city that has become an epicenter for gas-powered fun.
We tease each other that this is the metropolis of power sports here in Johnson Creek, because not many places you can go where there's three large power sports dealers all within a mile or so of each other.
The three dealers here in Johnson Creek include Rock River Power Sports, Hartwig Motorsports, and Rob's Performance Motorsports.
I think we got good access to trail system. We're centrally located. When you look at our demographic and we look at Crossroads to the Future, it really applies to us because we really kind of sit dead center between Madison, Milwaukee. It makes it really easy for everybody to access us.
In addition to drawing in riders from around the Midwest, the presence of these shops is bringing Johnson Creek recognition in the racing world.
We have a national presence. We have a race team, which is the Cycle Trader Rock River Yamaha team. That's really what has exploded our viewership, I'll say, probably past 5 years or so. The team travels the Supercross circuit and the motocross circuit, as well as we do Monster Energy Cup and a few other races.
And now you know your Wisconsin.